How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. So yesterday, 9-8 win, I feel like we probably should have finished that game a little bit better off. Obviously, it was a little bit of a scare at the end. We had Vladdy hitting a home run down 6, celebrating like he had just won, walked it off. But the Blue Jays almost came back and won that game. You know, Ian Hamilton, why we love him, had a little bit of a tough day. Clay Holmes had to come in and finish that contest. Got lucky, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, now we look ahead to today. A little bit of a better pitching matchup. Gausman got completely shelled by the Yankees, which was very unexpected. His velocity was way down. But now we're up against Francis, whose first start was really bad. So the Yankees have a chance to really take advantage and leverage that. But we saw something yesterday that I wanted to discuss. Ryan and I were talking about this offense. And really, we saw what it could be at the peak of its capacity with Rizzo and Stanton both playing at a high level and Judge starting to get back into his groove. If this offense is firing on all cylinders and clicking, the upside is tremendous. You're looking at 6-plus runs every game if these guys are able to hit the way that they did yesterday. You know, Judge and Soto combined for 4 hits, 4 runs, and 4 walks yesterday. That's exactly what we expected. We finally got that walk from Soto and then that home run from Judge combination, which is exciting. And then Stanton gets on the board with a homer in the first inning as well. So we were ecstatic about that. Want to talk about what it means, and really Rizzo being the cleanup guy, Stanton being that 5, and we're excited to see the upside here. But Ryan, before we dive into it, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. As you mentioned, yeah, the Yankees, I mean, it was not good that it came down to the wire. And then, you know, you kind of look at, like, the Vlad home run, like, you were really, like, one swing away from that being, like, the ultimate backfire, right? Like, everybody's getting on him for the shush thing, and then they win the game. That would have been really, really bad. Like, one of those losses where you're just punched in the mouth, and you're just like, really? You let that happen in your own ballpark? Are you kidding me? You know, I think the weather really affected things, because Yankees walked the ballpark. I mean, look, you can't walk 6 dudes up 9-2, are you kidding me, right? So I think command was just kind of spotty. You saw it with Gausman too. He talked about the cold weather. He said, I'm feeling fine. It's just the weather, right? So, you know, I think the cold, windy weather definitely played a role in how bad the pitching was. And it is just that, like, you saw it with Luke Weaver. First 2 innings, bam, just free and easy, not even a worry, not even a sweat. And then it looked like the wheels just came off of him in the 3rd inning. It felt that way with Schmidt as well. Like, by the 2nd inning, he's, like, pacing around the mound. You're trying to see him get it back into his rhythm. But as you mentioned, the superstar, yes, sir, the star of the show is the best way to put it, was the offense. The offense woke up, and, you know, I think the big thing for me was that they were doing damage on contact. And, look, I don't want people to misconstrue this as me saying I don't want them to work at bats. I want them to just go up there and strike out. No, I like that they're a much more patient, a lot more selective. They jump on the right pitches to hit. They seem to be making pretty good swing decisions. But at the same time, part of making good swing decisions is swinging at strikes that you can do damage with, right? Like, that's part of it, right? And the Yankees zone swing percentage is one of the lowest in the league, but it also reflects a really low chase rate. They have a 25.7% chase rate, so they're a pretty patient team. They do make contact pretty frequently, 8.8% swinging strike rate. That's the lowest mark. That's actually the best mark in the league. Nobody has a better swinging strike rate than the Yankees, which is kind of impressive given the personnel, but even you and I talked about this. This lineup was clearly not built to strike out. This lineup was not going to run a lot of strikeouts this year if Wells and Volpe could keep the contact rates in a good bit. And, you know, this kind of, like, I need Wells to get going, because not because I think he looks bad at the plate, because the opposite. He's been hitting the ball hard. He had 2 barrels yesterday. None of them went for hits because he hit them the other way. I think once he starts pulling that ball to right field, we're going to start seeing the results match the quality of plate appearance or the quality of at bat. And then you think of that Glaber ball. That ball looked destroyed. Like, I thought that was one of the best at bats of the year, in my opinion. Like, you're trying to guess on the splitter, because what makes Kevin Gausman so good is that his splitter looks just like his fastball. And Gausman's rearing it up to 95 for Glaber, so it wasn't like Glaber was seeing 80 poo, you know? Like, Gausman had a couple 86 mile per hour fastballs, and you're just like, what the hell's going on here? And I remember tweeting out, oh yeah, he can be throwing 85. The Yankees will go 3 shutty on him. And then the Yankees proceeded to hit 2 home runs in that same inning, so pretty funny jinx there. But yeah, I was really impressed by the offense. You know, you look at Bowden Francis today. Bowden Francis can get swings and misses. Don't get me wrong. That dude could get strikeouts. He has some pretty good stuff. I actually was a little bit shocked he pitched as poorly as he did in Houston. But he's a guy who's going to give up barrels. Do damage, right? Like, jump on him early, jump on him fast, because your bullpen is really depleted. And that's kind of what pissed me off about yesterday. That was a game where you should be able to go, Schmidt, give me 5-6 innings. Weaver, give me 2-3 innings. game over, right? Like, that should have been the game. Or maybe you call in Victor Gonzalez, or maybe you need to bring in Jake Cousins. One of those games, right? Where, like, you're not going to Ian Hamilton and Clay Holmes. And even Ian Hamilton and Clay Holmes, it wasn't like they were barreling the crap out of everything they hit against those guys. It was ground balls, bloops, this, and that. Like, the Yankees didn't really get hit hard, it felt like. It was the walks. It was, obviously, then Bichette and Vlad did a lot of damage. I mean, they hit the crap out of those baseballs. And Ernie Clement, I mean, the Yankees apparently can't get Ernie Clement out in a big spot for some reason. But, like, it was genuinely infuriating. Like, the Yankees had 10 hits on a .342 expected batting average. The Blue Jays had 12 hits on a .262 expected batting average. Not to say the Yankees had some fortunate luck here and there. Like, you think about the Houston series, them throwing the ball away on the bunt from Austin Wells, that obviously helped. You think of, like, various errors the Astros have made. Even the Arizona games, right? Like, there are a couple balls that probably shouldn't have dropped in there that did. Even the Gleyber hit, like, the one where you rally against Josh Hader, Gleyber dunks a ball into right field. Like, that's part of baseball, I completely understand. But it just felt like a game where it was, like, the pitching staff beat itself, and then the baseball guys kind of punished them for walking so many guys. But, yeah, I mean, kind of tying it back to the offense here, I feel good. I feel good about them, right? Like, I feel, all right, we're going to start seeing them do damage, and once they get into that rhythm, the walks are still there. I think that was what was encouraging to me. The Yankees did not strike out a ton yesterday. They had more walks than strikeouts, and they crushed the baseball, and they were aggressive, and they jumped on pitching, and they did all the things you want them to do. So overall, I mean, Alex, you can't be anything but encouraged by this offensive production, and if they can get, I mean, Stanton's the big one, right? If Stanton can hit the way he hit yesterday, all right, like, if he can do that, you're going to feel pretty good about this team.
And let's talk about Stanton, because that was the big performer from yesterday's game. You want to hear something crazy? I don't remember the exact number, but before yesterday's game, I think Stanton had a WRC plus in like the 25 range. After yesterday's game, he has a WRC plus at 102. I don't know how that happens, but I guess it's the small sample size. They've given him a lot of days off over the last week. He's only played in 7 games of 29 plate appearances, so the sample size is certainly small. Hitting .214 with a .241 OBP and .464 slugging right now. Some interesting things. Again, the small sample size, so keep this, you know, take this a grain of salt. He has the lowest hard hit percentage in his career right now at 33.3%, and then only 2 barrels at 13.3%. Also, his average exit velocity is down like 4 miles an hour from 93.3 to 89.2. I do expect that to improve with quality of contact, seeing more baseballs, getting more of a sample under his belt, and I think we're going to see those things start to get back to his normal levels. But it is interesting to see, like, the first couple of games, his first 30 plate appearances, you know, the contact hasn't been, the power mainly hasn't been there, at least what it used to be. But I think that will get back into the natural swing of things. Yesterday, obviously, he looked fantastic. He was making good contact against good pitching, and that was exactly what we wanted to see. Now, I don't know what it is, Ryan, but every time this guy is on freaking life support, you know, the last, you know, they're like defibrillating his ass, and, you know, there's one little heart spike left, he has a big game. And you're like, all right, like, maybe he's coming back to life here. Maybe we can bring this guy. Maybe we can resuscitate this guy. And then he goes, like, on another week of, like, doing absolutely nothing. And then there's one last little spike of on the heart rate monitor, and then, bam, he has another good game. And it's like, why isn't he doing it consistently, right? Why isn't he hitting the way that he's supposed to, that we know he can, because we've seen him. Like, games like yesterday suggest that Giancarlo Stanton is capable of playing at a high level. He just doesn't do it very often anymore. What do you think is going wrong with him that we're not seeing the consistent, even if it was every 3 games, every 2 games, that he had a big game or even an average, like a solid performance that contributed? Why is he having games where it's like, 3 hits, homer, monster, and then he strikes out 4 times the next day? Or he just doesn't, he's not consistent. We haven't seen that level of consistency in years. And yes, we can pull the injury card and blame that, but he hasn't been injured in a while now. Like, he's gone, like, the second half of last year, and then, you know, throughout spring training and now. Is there something that you think is wrong that's forcing him to not be as consistent? Or do you think it's just, maybe he's not catching up to these balls anymore. Maybe he's just aging out of his you know, prime. Is there anything that you can pinpoint to suggest maybe why he's not you know, offering that same level of consistency he did a couple years back when we acquired him?
Yeah, if you ask me, I mean, I think it's just age, right? Like, I think he's just, like, it's just age. The bat path's out of sync. And you know, kind of create expectations for Stanton here. It's very early into the season. This isn't me saying you have to wait it out. Like, what Aaron Boone said about, like, if you wait it out, you know, and then hop back in, right? Like, kind of suggesting that there's going to be a hot streak and everyone's going to hop back on the wagon. I don't believe that Stan's going to have a very good year this year. I've kind of like, it's weird. I kind of feel like I'm back and forth on it. Like, spring training looks so good, and there were so many tangible changes. You're like, oh my God, right? And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God. And then I kind of, then you look at the at-bats, and it's like, right? Like, you're kind of going back and forth, the hype machine, no hype machine, right? Like, it's weird. I feel like I'm kind of in no man's land with Stan. I'm not necessarily sure where I'm at. Maybe I'm too much reacting to small sample sizes. That's totally possible. I'm a fan. Like, we're fans at the end of the day, right? We're not perfect. We're always going to be highs and lows. We're always going to react a little too much, and we probably should. But I would say this. You know, Stanton, he deserves to have the month of April, I think, to let it be figured out, right? Like, I think he deserves at least the month of April. Or if you want to kind of give him a little more runtime, I think a better date would be you have to give him until Jason Dominguez comes back, right? Like, that's the time frame you have to give him. Until that point in time, like, that's when you start going, all right, what's going on here? All right, look, he's clearly playing at a level where he can continue to start for the Yankees. I don't want to make it seem like I think the Yankees are, either giving him favoritism or that they don't have a preference to play him because he's a guy on a big contract. But I think some people, like, overplay how much Aaron Boone, like, factors in your veteran level when it comes to playing you. Like, Jose Trevino and Austin Wells, it's like Austin Wells has had like a crazy start to a season. I know the quality of at-bats have been good, but the results have not been, right? And he's gonna catch today after a night game. Caught a full game yesterday. 9-8, brutal weather, dude's banged up, and he's saying, you know what, you could go catch today too. The Yankees have been aggressive with playing Wells, despite the fact that Jose Trevino is the more accomplished catcher, despite the fact that Jose Trevino is the preferred catcher for most pitchers because he's such a good defender. I think the Yankees are a lot more receptive to moving on from guys that people give them credit for. Think of Aaron Hicks last year. Aaron Hicks was getting a little bit hot, and then they cut him. They were like, yeah, we're done. We're not playing you anymore. Josh Donaldson, like, they 60-day IL'd him. They basically phantom IL'd him. Josh Donaldson was publicly like, I'm not hurt. I don't know why I got put on the 60-day IL. And the Yankees then cut him right after, so I don't think the Yankees give players too much of a runtime. If you think a month into the season is too much of a runtime, I think that's kind of unfair, right? Like, I think a player does deserve to get about a month of run to figure things out, no matter how bad they are. And end of the day, like, if you get the production from Soto and Judge that you should, and again, you mentioned, like, the walk to home run sequence, that's kind of what you dream of, it's gonna be fine, right? Like, you can survive a month where Giancarlo Stanton just disappoints and you just move on from him. Should the Yankees hit him lower in the lineup? Perhaps, like, that might be something you experiment with doing. But for now, like, I have no problem with the Yankees saying we're playing the 10th game of the year today. We're not going to change anything up. I know the frustration. I get the frustration. I do get frustrated watching Stanton go up there and strike out four times in big spots and cost the Yankees runs because he's been lost for the last year and a half. But I also understand the Yankees believe in him. The Yankees believe that there was something tangible that he changed. And he did. He did lose a lot of weight. Like, I saw this one account suggesting that all that Stanton wants to do, and a pretty prominent one. I'm not going to name drop them because they don't deserve the attention. But, you know, suggesting that Stanton just wants to, like, take his money and go back to, like, go to Miami. He doesn't even live in Miami, number one. He's from South California. And number two, the guy put in a lot of work over the offseason. If you think Giancarlo Stanton doesn't care, like, that's when I think that's disrespectful, right? Like, when I see people suggest Giancarlo Stanton doesn't care, an athlete doesn't care, that goes from, all right, you think he's not good, to you're being disrespectful. There's a level, you know what I mean? Like, there are levels to this. There are days where I'm not going to have a great podcast. I'm going to be a stuttering mess. I'm going to say I just, or like a million times. And that's going to happen, right? Like, I'm going to have off days. Everyone's going to have off days. I'm sure he's working his tail off. There's a reason he came into camp looking the way he did. And we're all rooting for him. We're all pulling for Giancarlo Stanton to put up big numbers because that's best for the team. That's best for him. And that's going to help us win a World Series. If Giancarlo Stanton has a big year, Alex, we're going to the World Series. We're winning the AL pennant. I'll guarantee you that.
And that's been my take since the beginning. Like, if Stanton plays the way that we know he can on a consistent basis, this offense is going to be unstoppable, right? Like, Rizzo's going to heat up. He's starting to. Judge is already heating up. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. And now is when. And Soto's been red hot to start. And Volpe obviously has been fantastic too. I think Gleyber Torres, once DJ LeMahieu comes back, I'm curious to see how they operate. But I imagine LeMahieu probably gets pushed back up into the leadoff spot. Gleyber Torres will fall to maybe like the 5 or 6 spot. And then you have Volpe below that. But I'm starting to think that Volpe should be leading off. Like, even when DJ LeMahieu returns, I think they like Volpe having him in the bottom half of the order because it just really balances things out. But why not have DJ LeMahieu hit 7, 6 or 7? And then if Volpe hit first. You know, like, I think that's fine. DJ LeMahieu, second half of the year, was very good. I think he's probably going to struggle, you know, as any player would coming back off an injury with the lack of at-bats, but I'd rather have him at the bottom of the order, especially with that exact logic right there suggests he should be at the bottom of the order. You know, a guy that's going to struggle coming back, going to need a couple of weeks to get into his groove. Let Volpe be the leadoff man. If he takes it and runs with it, just keep him there. DJ LeMahieu can be a bottom half order of the guy until he gets into his groove, and if Volpe's struggling, then you push him up to leadoff. I think it's a nice foolproof option. I love Gleyber Torres. I don't think he's a great leadoff hitter. I think he's okay, but I think I'd rather have the speedster and Volpe who can steal a bag, get on base, and do everything he's been doing while he's red hot. And I that's kind of my personal take right now. But Stanton and Rizzo heating up yesterday was a really great sign for this Yankee team. Need more of those games. You know, we need more of those impact plays, impact moments, because it makes the Judge and Soto, it takes a lot of pressure off of them, but also compounds on their success. So guys, always happy to hear your perspectives down below. What are you thinking about Giancarlo Stanton right now? You have a game today this afternoon with Luis Gil on the mound. Excited about him. Hopefully he can have another second really great performance. Obviously, you know, lots of strikeouts, really good stuff. Toronto has a very good lineup, so we'll see how he fares. But by the time you watch this, maybe it's after the game. Just wanted to discuss Stanton and get your thoughts on it anyway. But as always, make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode. Perfect.